Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, June 17th, 2024. The Sierra Club Maine chapter has been involved in protecting Sears Island from at least the last two or three proposed plans to industrialize the 940-acre undeveloped island, and they continue today. The Sierra Club's Becky Bartovics was on one of Sprague Energy's tours of Mack Point last week. Sprague doesn't believe that their proposed plan to have the offshore wind terminal built on Mack Point rather than Sears Island has been given full consideration by the state, despite it addressing the very concerns that supporters of developing the island use as talking points, including dredging and expense. I asked Becky for her impressions after touring Mack Point last week.
I'm Becky Bartovics. I live on North Haven Island. I'm on the executive board of Sierra Club Maine, and I'm a longtime supporter of Sears Island as a natural resource for Penobscot Bay. I had never been on Mack Point. I'd looked at Mack Point from Sears Island many times, and I'd looked at a map of it. I've looked at it from overhead, but I had never been on it. And it was really impressive what their plan is. And I was actually very surprised by, you know, they were fortuitously offloading 240-foot long blades from a ship that came from India onto the quay and then moving them. And they were able to move them at 90 degrees around corners and go back up to where they were stacking them, three deep per each mill. And these are the Downeast Energy wind mills that are going to be going up that Downeast later in the summer.
They take like
240 feet.
Yeah, they're huge.
Well, so the ones that are going to go offshore are planned to be in the 340 range. You know, so those are bigger. But what was amazing to me is, first of all, they were in the process of doing it on the railroad right in front of us. There were rail cars full of the nacelles, and the gearboxes sitting right there, already on the railroad tracks. And that, you know, was really just amazing to me. There's already the services required that are not available on Sears Island and would have to be built there in order to develop Sears Island. The infrastructure that's already present on Mack Point is impressive. They know what they're doing. They've unloaded these things before. The tanks that are the former U.S. Air Force base from in Loring, the tanks, the fuel tanks that have been shuttered, before Sprague bought that land, which would be plenty of laydown area for these big blades, they were cleaned. So it's not a site that digging in there is going to cause problems. The tanks themselves and the soil were clean before Sprague bought that from the Air Force. And there's 110 acres that is available, plus there's more acres elsewhere. And so it is obviously a site that is industrialized already. I asked about the wetlands because there has been some wetland identified by MDOT, and it is a forested wetland if you call a forest 3 trees deep and about 12 trees wide, and it's surrounded by tanks and in macadam or asphalt. So I wouldn't call that much of a wetland, but anyway, that's what their wetland that they're concerned about is. The Sprague design actually takes the information that MDOT prepared for the Sears Island development and just really applies all that information to Mack Point. And the thing that I think most people would not know about is that the siting of the pier is directed towards the already dredged Federal Navigation Channel, which is already dredged and will be continually dredged because of silting in to 40 feet. So instead of going straight out and blowing up a ledge, et cetera, that might have ended up in as 500,000 cubic yards, we're looking at 61,000 cubic yards of dredge spoils. So it's nothing like the numbers that are being bandied about still. And MDOT knows that those numbers are wrong, but they're continuing to use them in information that they pass out and that other people are using.
That was Becky Bartovics from the Sierra Club Maine chapter. Their website is sierraclub.org/Maine. If you'd like to see Sprague's plans for siting the offshore wind port at Mack Point, you can go to sprageenergy.com/mack-point. sprageenergy.com/mack-point. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.